Stop 3. Rotherham Minster. In front of you stands the impressive Rotherham Minster, known as All Saints Parish Church. Sir Nicholas Pevsner, scholar of history of art and especially of history of architecture, described it as
one of the largest and stateliest churches in Yorkshire.
There has been a church on this site in Rotherham since the 10th century, though the fabric has been through many extensions, rebuilds and restorations. The Saxon population of Rotherham built the first Christian church on this hilly site, well clear of the floodplain of the rivers Rother and Don, about 937. The Saxons usually built in wood, so little of this church remains. At some time, there must have been a rebuilding in stone, as part of the fabric in the present-day church is of late Saxon origin. The church was further developed through the Middle Ages as the town became richer and more populous. The late 11th century Norman church, built in Rotherham Red, the local red sandstone, had a nave, chancel, north and south transepts, and a short central tower. The Norman font, erected about 1190, can still be seen. Much of the present building dates from the 15th century, including the Chapel of Jesus, founded by Thomas Rotherham, Archbishop of York in 1480. In early Victorian times, the graveyard above the square came to be regarded as a public disgrace, with skulls and bones clearly visible on the surface, and in 1854 it was closed to new burials. Most of the existing burials and memorials in the churchyard were moved and reburied elsewhere. However, gravestones to the cholera victims can still be found here. Over the centuries, changes and additions were made to the church, but a complete restoration took place in the 1870s under the direction of the architect Sir Gilbert Scott, using sandstone from the nearby Canclow quarries. During the restoration, the font, which has stood outside for about 200 years and was known locally as the Round Stone, was moved back inside. The minster includes 15th century chancel stalls, which have two misery cords and several poppy heads, the oldest examples of carved woodwork in the church. The parish church was granted minster status in 2004.
Pass around the right-hand side of the minster. At the top of Church Street, you will reach the Edwardian Imperial buildings. Pass the minster gardens on the way.